WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two black men are accused of robbing the Cece's Pizza restaurant at gunpoint last night around 10:30. According to the College Station police report, the business on Texas Avenue was closed, but several employees were still inside. One employee suffered a non-life-threatening injury after struggling with one of the suspects before they fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. If you're wondering why your mailbox is empty, it's because there is still no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities. U.S. Postal Service officials are currently meeting to discuss mail service routed through Houston, which includes Bryan College Station. USPS spokeswoman Nikki Johnson says when updates are available, they'll be posted online.
All of that information can be found on our USPS newsroom. We're constantly updating on facility closures and our routing the mail in different directions.
The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola post office until further notice. Brazos County Commissioners held an emergency meeting last night to help the owners of horses displaced by Harvey. While the disaster declaration continues, as long as there is room at the Brazos County Expo, there is a one-time charge of $1 per horse. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the price was lowered from $20 following negative publicity.
The Constitution, I believe, will not allow the county to give away, whether it's goods, services, anything.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina says previously scheduled events will not be affected. Commissioners also learned the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee has made a $3,000 donation. More information about contributions is available at the county treasurer's and the county judge's offices. The city of College Station is hosting a pair of meetings today to provide residents and developers a chance to provide input about possible changes to the Unified Development Ordinance, or the UDO. Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says they'll be discussing four topics.
One is that suburban commercial zoning district. The other one is we're looking at our landscaping for commercial areas. We're also looking at how properties that currently don't line up with our current code, how we can help them redevelop a little bit better. And then we have something with called preliminary plans, which is how when someone's developing a subdivision, how those plans are presented to the city.
Golbabai says the meetings are at City Hall and they are come and go. The first one is from noon to 1:30. The second is from 5 to 6:30. Next month, the George Bush Library and Museum is hosting a discussion with the award-winning director and photographer of the upcoming documentary, Cowboys.
You guys have traveled to different ranches for many years in Texas, New Mexico, like Montana, all over the Southwest. And so this kind of gives that, you know, living on the cowboy ranches and how that is.
David Anaya says the director is a former Texas A&M student, Bud Force. The program on September 21st is free and open to the public, but reservations are required. Visit bush41.org. WTAW, The Eagle, and KBTX are teaming again today to collect donations for storm victims. Kent Moore Cabinets is providing the trucks at three locations, both Target stores and outside our studios at Crystal Park Plaza. The lists of what is being collected are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. Be part of the show this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy. When your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. 710 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The rain shield with Harvey is pulled well east of the area. It continues to move away from us at about 10 miles an hour towards the northeast. Clouds and sun, breezy today, a high of 85. An isolated shower could pop up today, but I think most of us stay dry in regards to rainfall. Becoming clear overnight, 70. Abundant sunshine, warm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Sunny weather Friday, highs are going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin and players met with the media yesterday in the fall's first weekly press conference. Meanwhile, in the first game of a series relocated to Florida due to flooding in Houston, the Astros fell to the Rangers. And Baylor coach Matt Rhule has announced the suspension of two expected starters for incidents over the summer. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I heard a little bit of that riveting baseball game. You know, if it includes the Rangers, it's got to be riveting.
Riveting.
And the announcer had said that the bottom bowl of the baseball stadium was two-thirds full.
Oh, wow.
And the rest of it was empty. So you got that going on.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Joel Osteen is on, it looks like he's on Fox News right now.
Is he now?
And he made sure to set up his camera shot, so there is like piles and piles of donated goods behind him.
Yeah.
To show that, you know, they have. He did say, we took people in as soon as the waters receded and the church doors have always been open.
Okay.
But anyway.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah, I know, okay. I know. Yeah, I just, you know.
So there are a lot of different things that you can do. Of course, you know what we're doing here at the station starting at 11 and at the Target stores at 8. But they brought up an interesting situation in the lead of the Fox News at 7. And while Houston is getting a lot of the publicity, as you would expect, because it's the fourth largest city in America, and when that happens, but there are other cities that don't have the resources to be able to respond. They talked about Port Arthur, and I know that area because I lived over there for a while, and a lot of the stuff there just sits low because it's right on the water, and that's you know, Port Arthur and Orange and those areas, and Port Arthur ends up not having facilities that are high enough so that the floodwaters will stay out of the facilities where they put people. You heard that the shelter got flooded.
Wow.
And you know, this is a city that 50 years ago was an all-American city, but I have to be completely honest with you, it's not the nicest place in Texas, and a lot of people have fled from there who had means, and so that's basically a city that is in some ways poor. Mm-hmm. They certainly have some oil and gas facilities over there, and there's some folks who make some money, but generally, you find that Port Arthur has had a whole lot of flight issues where folks moved on to other parts of the area or to other parts of the state, and so they don't have the resources. Saying that to say that there are other cities as well that are in that situation. One of them is LaGrange.
Yes.
The Colorado River ran out of its banks. And
wow.
Again, LaGrange is an old city and has not grown a whole lot in the last 10 years, and so as a result, probably a lot of family-owned businesses, established businesses that are there that are going to be closed. And again, as we discussed earlier this morning, how do you recover from something like this?
Right.
And for small moms and pops, you don't.
Yeah.
So the Downtown Bryan Association, First Friday is coming up this Friday. I know that they're going to have a concerted effort to get donations for LaGrange.
Yes.
And so we'll talk
I hadn't
to
even
say,
heard about LaGrange.
Well,
wow.
That's it. And we'll talk to Sandy Ferris in the 8 o'clock hour. That's the situation, is you don't even hear about something else. And again, it's not to be in any way critical of the news media
right.
or of Houston. It's
right.
just there are a whole lot of Texans that are hurting
mm-hmm. yeah.
in
yeah.
Small towns.
So. Well, one of the big things with, I know the Texas A&M campus at Corpus Christi mm-hmm. is it didn't suffer a ton of damage, but what did suffer damage was a residence hall that houses more than half of their student population.
Okay.
So now you've got just, there's not a place for those students to stay.
Sure.
that lived in the dorms. I mean, out of, you know, 2,700 students, 1,800 lived in this dorm. And so because it sustained so much damage, they're just not sure where to put students.
Sure. And again, they may not be from near that area, so their parents
right.
are far away where, you know, everything's fine. I was talking to a guy in Texas yesterday, and he said, man, we've had nothing. You know, our weather's
mm-hmm.
fine. And, you know, both my sons live in, all three of my sons actually live outside of this area, and their life is untouched by this.
Right.
And so as a result, there are a lot of people who are not in any way impacted than there are if they have loved ones who are far away and can't yeah. They can't get to them.
It's a bizarre yeah. thing to watch on social media because you follow several different people who may live all over the state, and then so you've got, you know, every other post is something to do with Hurricane Harvey, but then you've got people just going on with their daily lives because they haven't been affected by Harvey.
Sure.
And so it is kind of bizarre, and I feel like we're kind of in the middle of it. You
yep.
know, we were somewhat affected, but obviously not nearly as bad or at all compared to Houston or in other places.
Yeah. So the rain from Harvey has broken all records. Houston Chronicle says the storm officially rewrote the record books yesterday morning when they hit 49.3 inches of rain that had been recorded in preliminary measurements. As of last night, I think the National Weather Service had updated that to 51.8.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks the Texas record from 1978, and it is the most rain from a tropical storm in the lower 48 states ever.
Ever.
Wow. Hawaii has logged isolated reports of greater amounts than high elevations from tropical systems, but the footprint from Harvey in southeast Texas is much larger.
Yeah.
And again, the amount of volume unloaded in the U.S. from a single storm is unrivaled. Harvey's total rainfall concentration over 20,000 square mile area over a 72-hour period represents nearly 20 times the daily discharge of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
And again,
man.
This has fallen on land and concrete
right.
and stuff like
yeah.
that. So it's a very...
And it's busting through levees and bridges now.
Yeah. Overflowing creeks. And
you know, they give us this number that there's going to be 20 trillion gallons before it's over. Well, you know, we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to give us the number, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But we would have no idea what that means. And then, of course, in the midst of all this, in case you didn't see it, apparently the First Lady wore the wrong shoes.
Oh,
yeah, I did hear about that.
Okay, because they got nothing else to do.
I was livid yesterday
yeah.
on Twitter because as soon as he and she came out, and first of all, she showed up. I mean, when's the last time a First Lady yeah. has gone to ground zero of any tragedy,
yep.
you know? And so she shows up, and all I see on social media is, what is she wearing? Obviously, she doesn't know what's going on in Texas, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking,
clearly those
really?
People, those are the ones who are out of touch,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah. frustrating.
Well, and again, that's the deal. If she had known what kind of shoes to wear, then it would have been just fine. Okay. Fine.
How ridiculous, you know?
I mean, she had the coolest hat on. It said FLOTUS across the
top. Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Well, okay, so Sandra Bullock has donated $1 million to the
yes,
American
and
Red
did you
Cross.
See her quote?
I did not.
She said, there are no politics in 8 feet of water. There are humans in 8 feet of water, and I'm just happy to help in any way that I can.
Nice.
Okay, well, that's...
nice and sad.
Yep.
Yep. Let's see. The other thing is J.J. Watt launched his own fund.
Oh, this is crazy what
mm-hmm.
he's been able to do.
Now, I don't know, what is he... Do you know what his numbers are now?
It's over five. Or I believe I let me check because
okay.
I was just on the GoFundMe account.
Okay.
Well, also the I didn't get a chance to mention this in sports. I had it, but I had to cut it for time. But the proceeds for the last game between Dallas and Houston are going to recovery relief efforts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks
yeah.
to JJ,
he's over 5 million. He started with a goal of one, and then every time he hit the next million mark, he just kept raising the goal. I know the Tennessee Titans submitted or donated a million alone just from their team. And so, yeah, so now the goal is six, but he's just over $5 million for his fundraiser.
Wow. There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Republican Party of Brazos County and Republican Party of Texas have relief efforts going on. They're going to have a conference call tonight and tomorrow night to find out if they can help people. I think they talk to people in the Houston area. They're asking for volunteers. And you can probably get in touch with the Republican Party in Brazos County, and they can tell you how you want to help out there. And I don't know. I think that Les Alexander, who is the owner but selling now the Houston Rockets, has now donated $10 million. And Houston Astros have pledged $4 million. So lots of stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
And so there we are. So that's,
yeah, well, and there's a lot of people in the city of Houston with money. So,
yes.
Which, I mean, as tragic and terrible as this is, it's great to see them stepping up and donating and giving back.
Well, and as we say, it's we're just, even though the water hasn't, when the water leaves, then they'll be able to start really being able to assess how long it's going to be an impact. But it will be a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, the Empire State Building went dark Tuesday night. For those impacted by Tropical Storm Harvey, had not heard about this.
Me neither.
Also, in the effort to resist assist responders in the Gulf Coast, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo deployed more than 100 New York Air National Guard personnel to the region. And I know that there are some New York-based people who are in Bryan College Station who have come in who are responders.
I spoke with my grandparents last night on the phone. They're from Rochester, New York, which is upstate. And they said that their Red Cross organization came down to Texas.
Wow.
And so, and I'm sure there are many, many more from all over the country, but pretty crazy to think, you know, that far away.
Well, and I presume that of course, as we talked to John Clanton yesterday, and we have in our news that a lot of the staging has gone on here, simply because this is the airport with the longest runway that has proximity to Houston.
Right.
And so, again, I guess had we talked about how the airports will be open, they think Friday or Saturday?
I think Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I think
that will probably change as far as those planes probably going into that area. But I would have to. You know, just trying to think off the top of my head, I don't think we've had a natural disaster like this that has affected a city as large as Houston before. And so
that's why
the logistics have got to be staggering. All right, 722 right now.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedise, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Then there's this. Social media lit up on Tuesday after a reporter posted a picture on Twitter that showed a Best Buy in Texas charging $42 for a case of Dasani water.
Oh.
Picture also showed the price for a case of Smart Water at $29, with a sign noting that there was a limited supply. Subsequent comments accused the store in the Houston suburb of Cypress, we know where that is, of price gouging. A 24-pack of water like that usually costs $15 to $25 online. In a statement, Best Buy representative, you know, they loved hearing about this, so
oh,
they
yeah.
could respond. Anyway, In a statement, Best Buy representative said the pricing was, quote, a big mistake. The price was seen only on Friday and was because an employee had mistakenly priced the entire case of water by multiplying the price of a single bottle.
Huh.
Okay.
I was about to say Friday because anything in Cyprus was probably closed by Saturday. I mean, I was surprised to hear that that store was even open.
Yeah. I was at a, well, and again,
Cyprus is underwater. It's
right.
One of the really bad places.
290 has been closed there.
Right.
For people who were trying to come up this way, they had to make an alternate, take an alternate route. I was at a convenience store last night, and they had three pallets of bottled water out front. No prices on it, but they had three pallets of bottled water. So there was, there were people trying to, again, help folks out.
Yeah.
And,
I know that, you know, Houston grocery stores started opening again yesterday, but they had to, like, they were letting people in, like, one by one because there were so many people trying to get in.
There's a, I don't remember the name of it, so I'm not going to say it because that'd be wrong, but HEB has a, I think, a 10-truck caravan that they are taking around the state. We'll talk to Rich White in the 8 o'clock hour about that. They
wow.
do they do a lot of things. It's a one of them is a pharmacy on wheels, and one of them is a kitchen on wheels that can feed 2,500 people an hour. So it's they have done a pretty amazing job of responding to this. So we'll talk to Rich in the 8 o'clock hour.
Really cool to see some of those kind of relief efforts and the things that people are capable of doing and able to do to help people out during a tragedy like this. Definitely very cool.
In most cases, if the government will just stay out of their way, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
They know how to do this. All right, 7:26. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. You know, one of the good things we can say is we've got northerly winds, and it's pretty comfortable out here that now that the rain is gone and the waters are starting to recede. We will probably get up to about 90 or so by the probably tomorrow. We'll be at about 88 today. But we continue to have north to northeasterly winds every night through Saturday, so that should make it fairly pleasant. And, of course, we'll have a sunny day today. Right now the winds are out of the northwest west at 12, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 70 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the end to an Obama ban, which prevented the transfer of surplus military equipment to local police departments. President Trump, who has a pen and a phone, used his pen to sign an executive order overturning Obama's decision. Now, Obama's ban was put in place after liberal activists complained that police in Ferguson, Missouri were too militarized as they tried to quell riots and protect lives and save private property from destruction. It was an easy choice for Obama. Blue lives didn't matter as much as appeasing the anti-cop leftists. So he stopped the military from transferring surplus armored vehicles, grenade launchers, armed aircraft bayonets, and high-caliber weapons. Adding insult to injury, Obama warned that these kinds of armaments in the hands of law enforcement made the police look like an occupying force. He said it would create more divisions with distrustful communities, some of whom, by the way, were committing vandalism and arson and even murder. Now, one reason Congress initially approved the transfer of surplus military gear to local cops was to make sure the cops had the resources they need to protect us and themselves from bad people, including well-armed terrorists and all that. Then along came Obama. So it's about time that those who protect and serve are given the respect they deserve and not treated like they are the bad guys. We here support the lifting of the Obama ban.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. men. You need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to the CC's Pizza restaurant on Texas Avenue at 10:30 last night for an armed robbery. According to the report, two black men entered the store, which was closed for business, and began demanding money while pointing a gun at several employees. As they started to leave with an undisclosed amount of money, a struggle began between one of the suspects and an employee. The employee was struck by the suspect and treated on the scene for a non-life-threatening injury. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Horses that have or may be evacuated due to the hurricane can stay at the Brazos County Expo as long as the disaster declaration continues for a one-time charge of $1.
We're going to lose money on the deal, but that's okay.
Comments from Commissioner Nancy Berry preceded a unanimous vote during an emergency meeting last night. County Judge Dwayne Peters called it a compassionate decision to reduce the price set by existing policy of $20.
I think we've gotten some negative publicity because we're charging for even the $20 one-time fee and then throwing in the bag of shavings. I'm sure when that fee was put in place, you know, years ago, that was probably the thinking was that at least the county could get reimbursed.
While there is room for more than 200 horses at the expo, previously scheduled events will not be affected. And those interested in making a monetary donation can contact the county judge's or county treasurer's office. That's after a $3,000 contribution was received from the Brazos County Extension Horse Committee. There is still no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice.
Currently at this time, they are working on information updates for the mail services. But right now, I really can't answer that. They're talking about that right now.
USPS spokeswoman Nikki Johnson says mail routed through Houston, including Bryan College Station, has been temporarily closed from the impact of Hurricane Harvey.
And you got to remember, the mail is coming from different directions, including Louisiana, which is impacted as well.
Johnson says updated information on closures and routes will be posted online in the newsroom section of the USPS website. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola post office until further notice. Hurricane Harvey is causing both havoc on the ground and in the air.
You know, it's pretty bad scene if something like Harvey and Intercontinental are closed because of the amount of water that's on the runway.
John Clanton of Aston Aviation, which operates Easterwood Airport, says most of their traffic has been military helicopters and cargo planes to support the relief efforts in Houston. But there was another group of people that flew into College Station en route to the coast.
Yesterday about noon, a whole airplane full of Waffle House executives flew into Easterwood Airport, rented cars, and they were headed to Galveston to check on every Waffle House between here and there.
Clanton says by the end of day yesterday, they expected 25 to 30 helicopters based out of Easterwood. The city of Bryan has announced it's estimated that more than 100,000 gallons of wastewater overflowed from the city's sanitary sewer system last weekend. According to a city news release, there is no threat to Bryan's drinking water supply. For those using private wells within 1/2 mile from any of the city's 3 water treatment plants, that water should be boiled until tests and other necessary action is done to ensure safety of water from private wells. College Station residents and developers have 2 chances today to learn and suggest changes to the city's unified development ordinance.
I think all the topics that we're going to be discussing are things that the average citizen, it affects their everyday life.
Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says they have received feedback to make the UDO more flexible, and they're looking at 4 main areas. The meetings are come and go. One is from noon to 1:30. The second is from 5 to 6:30. Both are at City Hall. The George Bush Library and Museum is celebrating 20 years in Bryan College Station. David Anaya on our show says they're opening a new exhibit this Friday in conjunction with the anniversary.
There's photos everywhere from the groundbreaking to the different exhibits we've had, from the speakers we've had there. Mm-hmm. Go over like a lot of the community outreach as well. So there's, you know, there's photos or information. We also have like gifts of state in there. They got a lot of like these medals that people have presented the president.
Anaya says the exhibit also highlights awards that the library has received over the last 20 years and explains how it came to end up in College Station. And WTAW, the Eagle, and KBTX are teaming again today to collect donations for storm victims. Kent Moore Cabinets is providing the trucks at 3 locations, the 2 Target stores, and outside our studios at Crystal Park Plaza. The lists of what is being collected are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
7:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The rain shield with Harvey has pulled well east of the area. It continues to move away from us at about 10 miles an hour towards the northeast. Clouds and sun, breezy today, a high of 85. An isolated shower could pop up today, but I think most of us stay dry in regards to rainfall. Becoming clear overnight, 70. Abundant sunshine, warm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Sunny weather Friday, highs going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we've got the statements from Coach Kevin Sumlin and Armani Watts from the Fall's First Weekly Press Conference yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros dropped the first of a 3-game series with the Rangers, relocated to Florida due to flooding in Houston. And Roger Federer made it through the first round of the U.S. Open, but defending women's champ Angelique Kerber did not. We'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 7:38. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on with you. And I wanted to applaud the way our community has responded to help out the folks in Houston because of Tropical Storm Harvey.
Well, certainly. You, of course, were a former resident of Houston, businessman in Houston. You know the city well. This is a situation which is going to be very, very difficult and time-consuming to come back from.
It's going to take a long time to recover. I mean, we have no idea what the extent of the damages are yet, but apparently 30% of Harris County was underwater, and then of course, that doesn't include Brazoria County or Fort Bend County and the damages they had, or even Walker County to the north and Montgomery County.
You know, the other thing we discussed this morning, the Fox News at 7 o'clock led with the problems now in Jefferson County and Port Arthur, and Port Arthur is just not as affluent as Houston is. Certainly the petrochemical industry is down there, and there's some folks who do have some money, but the resources of the city are limited. And then our neighbors over toward LaGrange, because the Colorado River came out of its banks, we're having so many ancillary situations there that it's not wind damage, and it's not directly because Harvey was in their neighborhood. It's the things that happen and what's going to happen to all sorts of smaller cities here in Texas.
Oh yeah, I mean the impact of this is widespread. From, just look at what's happened with Rockport and start working your way up the coast. We did have some localized flooding in several of the southern counties of District 17 as well. We're going to have to deal with that in those communities. This is a wide ranging storm, and we won't know the full impact for a long time.
I guess a last count, we'd had 54 counties that had been declared an emergency area by the governor or the federal government. Now, basically, what does the process do from here as far as from the Washington level to help out in Texas?
Well, what happens, remember, emergency response is essentially a local and state function, and the way our FEMA operations work is that the local governments will say, okay, I've had a financial impact of X dollars. For instance, for Harris County, it's about $14 million. Once they exceed that, they can call on FEMA to start providing the resources to help mitigate damage cost above that. So that FEMA really doesn't provide services. It provides financial support to help enable the state and local governments to do their job. And then in addition to that, the National Guard can come in, again, at federal expense to help provide search and rescue and relief functions and interim law enforcement. But essentially what the federal government would be doing is partnering with these state and local governments to absorb the non-insured financial costs to the communities.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us this morning. And, of course, when we get into a situation like this, politics does rear its head. And Senators Cruz and Cornyn were very vocal in 2013 when funding was put together for Hurricane Sandy, which hit up in New Jersey. And there were eight Republicans, including yourself, who voted against funding under those circumstances. Now would be a good time to talk about that and tell us what your thoughts were at that time.
Well, sure. You know, there were three layers, if you will, of Sandy response funding. The first thing was a $10 billion appropriations bill to help initially. And that one hasn't caused a lot of controversy because it passed, and I believe I even voted for that one so that those communities that were affected by Sandy would have the initial relief they wanted. Then in early 2013, January 2013, we introduced another bill to deal with the cost of Sandy, and that was a $17 billion bill, and it was related totally to Sandy, and it required that all the federal disaster requirements stay in place, meaning that the state and local governments had to maintain their small matches in order to get the full federal funding. The problem came up, and I would have voted for that bill, the problem came up with this hit. Another congressman from New Jersey introduced an amendment that tripled the size of the bill from $17 billion to $51 billion. And in that $51 billion worth of funding, they waived the matches, they waived and they designated that it didn't have to be considered emergency spending, that it could be non-emergency spending. And then they went crazy with it, packing it full of pork. And so most people don't realize that $51 billion bill included spending for almost all 50 states and included spending for Guam, Northern Marianas Islands, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. To the best of my knowledge, none of those places or Alaska or Hawaii or any of the western states were impacted by Sandy. And so it was classic Washington pork barrel spending where they just loaded it up with junk and then expected us to vote for it. And so that's the reason I voted against that. I mean, I was fine with support for the impacted communities of Sandy that followed the emergency spending requirements. But in this case, the appropriators just went nuts and just had a big pork bill because we hadn't had any earmarks for 2 years at that point in time. So this was their chance to catch up.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning. Congressman, a real world thing for all of us is that the Postal Service has...
Let me say one thing before we get into the post office. Look, if a Texas spending bill has the same kind of pork, I would have to vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I would vote for funding to deal with Harvey. And that's the way it should be, but it's got to be responsible. We can't just say, okay, we're going to put all the taxpayers on the hook for every wish that anybody in Congress has ever had that's non-emergency related. And so my hope is, and I'm pretty sure that we'll maintain discipline this time on spending so that we're just dealing with the impact of this storm and not trying to build new roads in Wyoming or anything like that.
Well, and I think I'd inject at this point, this is the mindset that this president has tried to put in Washington, and this is a great opportunity for the elected officials to do that.
Right, and I'm hopeful that this won't happen. We need to provide the FEMA, the federal disaster funding, but that's where we need to be disciplined.
All right.
Anyway, on to the post office.
Folks are not getting mail. The first thing that we have heard from the Postal Service is, until further notice, inbound and outbound mail is not going to go anywhere because it's primarily processed through Houston. Well, yeah, you're not going to get your magazines and you're not going to get your whatevers, but there are companies, there are businesses who need to have cash flow through the Postal Service. And so we've asked questions and not really gotten satisfactory answers. You're a member of Congress. Have you asked questions and what have you heard from them?
Well, let me say this. I've gotten non-satisfactory answers, too. Let me give you the quote that we got yesterday from the congressional relations folks at the Postal Service in Washington. It says, discussions are ongoing concerning which operations can be moved where in any facility that's currently operational and is being considered. Once delivery operations decides how to proceed, I should have more information for you. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because when the post office decided to shut down these regional processing facilities and move them to their big city processing facilities, they assured all of us that they would have the satellite facilities like Bryan available for backup processing, and which meant that we assumed that they would operate like any other business and they'd have a failover plan when they shut down one processing center to move it out into the satellite centers. They had no plan at all, and it's so bad they just hung signs on the local post office doors, and said we're closed, we're not going to be here. And we've been by the local post offices, we've tried to call them, they're not answering the phone. No business can operate that way. And for the leftists that are listening to this call, I mean, this is a perfect example of how single payer health insurance would work, that'd be operated by a bunch of federal bureaucrats.
Sure.
This is awful. I can't understand how anybody could think that this is an appropriate solution. Now, I understand the Houston plant's got its share of problems, but they told us when they did this, when they closed these satellite operations, that they would have them available for backup operations. They had no plan. This is not the last of this discussion on how to deal with the Postal Service on this.
Yep. Well, I'm sure. And again, it creates very real hardships. People get medication shipped in that way. It's their real world situation. So we will be anxious to hear how that turns out. Now, you go back into session when?
A week from yesterday. We go in next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Let me say one other thing about the Postal Service.
Sure.
I hate to pile on this, but this is it's amazing how badly they've handled this. They have a list of impacted facilities since the hurricane hit, but our facilities are not on that list. But they just closed our facilities. It's just beyond me how they can think that this is an appropriate solution.
Sure. And so people know, there is mail processing equipment still in the Bryan Post Office. It's broken down. It would take somebody coming in to put it back together and demand the hardware to get it going, but it's certainly a doable situation. I don't think there's any.
Well, if you had to, you could sort it by hand. I mean, you could bring in people from all the non-impacted post offices across the country and put them up temporarily and have them sort the mail. And look, just redesignate Bryan as a satellite emergency processing facility, staff it, and start getting the mail out the door.
And folks,
not only to Bryan College Station, but all over the area.
And the Postal Service employees are guaranteed 8 hours pay, whether they're on the job or not, just so folks understand that, too. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time, and we anticipate hoping you can get some answers that we haven't been able to get yet.
Well, I hope so. I'm not optimistic at this point, but we're working it. I'd ask all our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military, our first responders, and particularly for those folks impacted by Harvey.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Nobody likes a scar, and that's why most people keep them hidden. But in a marriage with the right mindset, a scar becomes a symbol of healing and strength for others. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dave Reaver told his fiancée he'd return from Vietnam without a scar, but a sniper's bullet changed all of that. It struck a phosphorus grenade in Dave's hand, which exploded, burning most of his face and body. His scars were so extensive he'd never be able to hide them. So Dave chose to use his wounds to bring healing to others. As a well-known speaker, he's encouraged thousands of people not to hide their scars. They're evidence of pain, he says, but they're also evidence you survived. That same truth holds for the scars your marriage has suffered as well. It could be infidelity or separation, or maybe alcoholism or drug abuse. Whatever the cause, the result is usually the same. We hide our scars to avoid feelings of shame or humiliation. But a scar can become a symbol of hope to others facing similar problems. Remember, a scar indicates healing has taken place. It means there was an open wound, but you fought through and mended what was broken in your relationship. So when it comes to your marriage, don't hide your scars. Let the world around you see them as a source of strength and hope. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the Texas A&M football team held their first weekly press conference of the fall yesterday. Coach Kevin Sumlin began by reiterating some of the things he'd previously mentioned about Hurricane Harvey and how it's affected the team.
It's really a tough time, and I think now that the pictures have come out in video, I think the world understands what a lot of people in this region have known for the last 3 days. It's something that has hit home with us as a team, with a number of players from the Gulf Coast area. It's a tough time for people of Houston and the Gulf Coast, and our thoughts and prayers are with you.
When asked about a starting quarterback, he declined to name anyone but offered up a general take on the candidates.
They all got strengths, and the young guys have some weaknesses. The older guy has more knowledge, he should. You got a redshirt freshman who's been here a year. You've got a guy who's been here a couple years, and you got a guy who's been here since January. There's pluses and minuses to all of them, but Our staff's been pleased with the management of that position.
Later, senior defensive back Armani Watts took to the mic to comment on how he feels practice has gone leading up to the season.
I think this year, to be honest, to me, it feels like it was just a smooth transition. It wasn't really a long process or anything. Each day was just coming. We were just having fun out there. That's what it was. We were having fun, a lot of energy, and now we're just ready to get on the field.
The Aggs face UCLA this Sunday in Pasadena. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m., and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also during Sunday's season opener, the Aggs will wear a special helmet sticker to help bring awareness to the plight of the thousands of families impacted by Harvey. More than half of the players on A&M's roster were directly affected by the hurricane. The helmet sticker features the outline of the state of Texas over the universal symbol for a hurricane. Over the affected Gulf Coast region is a red heart. In Waco, Baylor coach Matt Rhule has suspended two expected starters for incidents over the summer. Rhule says senior safety Tyon Sells will miss the first three games, and senior left tackle Mo Porter will sit out the first half of Saturday's season opener at home against Liberty. Defensive back Trayvon Blanchard, who had been suspended from all Baylor team activity since February, has transferred to Division II Texas A&M Commerce. In Major League Baseball,
and Gallo swings and hits one high and deep out into right center field. This one's sailing way out of here. Out into the seats in right center for Joey Gallo, his 36th home run of the year. And with a man on board, it gives the Rangers a 4-0 lead.
Shin-Soo Chu homered and drove in four runs, helping the Texas Rangers rout the Houston Astros 12-2 in the opener of a series relocated to Florida due to flooding in Houston caused by Harvey. Game two of the series is tonight in St. Petersburg. First pitch is scheduled for 6:08 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott's appeal of his six-game suspension over a domestic violence incident is headed for a second day with no timeline for completion of the hearing. The appeal before arbitrator Harold Henderson is being held at an undisclosed location. Prosecutors declined to pursue the case. And in tennis, third seed Roger Federer avoided a first-round exit at the U.S. Open by pulling out a win over 70th-ranked Francis Tiafoe. Of the U.S. top seeds, Rafael Nadal and Karolina Pliskova advanced to the second round in straight sets, but defending women's champ Angelique Kerber was knocked out in the opening round by 45th-ranked Naomi Osaka. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, a 2013 Ford Mustang. V6 automatic, only one owner. It's black, and you can pick it up for $13,554. Don't forget to check out Texas Custom Outfitters while you visit, too, or you can find it all online at teamofnavasota.com. Team Ford of Navasota, just a short drive to Navasota there on the left-hand side as you're heading toward Houston next to Sioux Falls Parader. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
You know, the problems at the airports in Houston, we're certainly aware of those. And, boy, once they open up again, it's going to be hectic as it can be. And if you're one of those people who's just on the cusp of having to travel down to the Houston airports, boy, now is more than ever a great time for you to be in touch with GroundShuttle.com. Just go to GroundShuttle.com, book that travel into either Hobby or Bush, and don't deal with the hassles that you know are going to be there when it comes to parking, when it comes to the entire logistical situation that just makes – one more thing to pile on the hassle that traffic can be. You sit back, you relax. Curbside pickup from your home is available from groundshuttle.com or at Eastwood Airport, too. Now, what that does is it keeps you out of the bind of the traffic, all of the inconveniences. You sit back in reclining seats with power outlets. You catch up on your email. You read. You relax and let the driver take care of it. And remember, right now, starting on September the 20th, there'll be service to Austin, but right now Ground Shuttle is taking reservations for their trips to the Austin airport as well. That's daily service. So for more information about that and take the hassle out of traveling, especially now, again, after these airports in Houston open up, just go to groundshuttle.com. They've got the solution for you. That's groundshuttle.com.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Adequate insulation in your attic helps to prevent hot and cold air from entering your home. If you notice your HVAC system running more frequently or your energy bills increasing, it may be time to check your insulation level. Visit btutilities.com for available insulation incentives.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
About a minute till Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The two Target stores starting in just about a minute or so. They'll open up the back truck, back doors of the trucks, and you can start bringing your donations. It'll be taken down to Houston for the victims of Harvey. And then here at 11 o'clock at Crystal Park Plaza, we'll have a truck here that will put some things together that'll go to Rockport. Now, they're looking for things that are kind of related to repair and recovery of the physical part of the city as opposed to individuals. And also remember pets, too. If you want to bring kitty litter, pet food, then we'll be taking that as well.
So, and those lists are on our website and Facebook page.
Okay, you can go do that. Go to WTAW.com and see that. So anything you can do to help out, that's great. We'll talk to Sandy Ferris from the Downtown Bryan Association. They'll be reaching out to LaGrange. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.